Model Test 19. Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11. I saw a really fantastic program about children on TV last night. Did you see it?
Oh no, I wish I'd known about it. Children never bore me.
What is the man's reaction to the children program?
Question 12. Well, what do you think of the movie? Isn't it fantastic?
Well, I don't know why I let you talk me into going.
What does the woman mean?
Question 13. I'm tired of Bill's remarks. I don't know why he wants to look at everything in such a negative way.
Why don't you do what I do? Just take his comments with a grain of salt.
What is the man's suggestion? Question 14.
Look at these free magazines I picked up around town. They've got some pretty interesting articles in them.
Well, they never appeal to me. Besides, they are not free at all, since most of what you read is advertising.
What does the woman think of the magazines? Question 15.
Mike, how is your proposal going?
I thought it would take all weekend, but writing it was easy as pie. I finished it Saturday noon and got the rest of the weekend to do some gardening with my parents.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 16.
I sure had a good time last semester, but now I'm up the creek. I certainly don't have the tuition money, and I hate to ask Dad to pay it.
You have no other choice but to get a loan and find a part-time job.
What is the problem with the man?
Question 17. I truly don't feel like cleaning the house this morning. I had an awful sleep last night.
Let me give you a hand and we'll get it over quickly. I don't think it will take us long.
What does the woman mean? Question 18.
I have a time deposit here, and it'll mature 2 months later. But I need the money for an emergency. Can I get it out now?
You shouldn't withdraw your funds before maturity date. If you do, you cannot receive the stated interest.
Where does the conversation take place?
Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1.
I'm Elon, and I work for the Student Union. Can I ask you a few questions about the university facilities?
Sure. What would you like to know?
What do you think about the lecture rooms here?
Not so good, I'm afraid. They are too small, for one thing. Sometimes we can hardly find a seat.
Okay, thank you. This is definitely a problem. How do you feel about the car parking facilities? Are they adequate?
You must be joking. I can never find a car parking space when I need one. And when I finally do, it's a very long walk to the university's teaching building.
I'm really sorry for that. What about the computer center then?
I think it's first class. The software base contains a large selection of learning programs, language games, and word processing facilities.
Is the service there good?
Yes, there are qualified staff who can offer help to us while we work.
Oh, good. Well, what do you think of the library facilities?
I'm sorry to have to say, but I think the room has poor lighting and opening time is inconvenient, although it is well stocked.
Thank you. Now let's go to the photocopying facilities.
I think it's too expensive for photocopying, and there are not enough machines. Sometimes we have to stand in a line.
Thank you very much. We will try to get these problems solved as soon as we can.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
Question 19. What is the man doing?
Question 20. What do we know about the computer center?
Question 21. What facilities are satisfactory to the woman?
Question 22. What can we infer about the woman?
Conversation 2.
Dr. Adams, your new book, Learning a Language Over Eggs and Toast, has been on the bestseller list for the past 6 weeks. Tell us about this title.
Well, one of the most important keys to learning another language is to establish a regular study program.
Your ideas may sound a little simple. I took Spanish in high school, but I didn't become a proficient speaker.
Many people feel that way. I'm not saying that we can become fluent speakers in a few minutes, but rather, following a regular, consistent, and focused course of study can help us master a language. There is a difference between native fluency and proficiency in language, and I propose the latter.
So what are some of the basic keys you are suggesting in the book?
Well, people need to set realistic goals from the beginning. Some people get crazy about learning in 30 days, only to lose interest if they don't perform up to their expectations. And small steps, little by little, are the key. For example, learning 5 new words a day and using them actively is far better than learning 30 and forgetting them the next day.
What is learning about your own learning styles?
People have different ways of learning. Some are visual learners who prefer to see models of the patterns they are expected to learn. Others are auditory who favor hearing instructions. Our preferences are determined by many factors: personality, culture, and experience.
What is your learning style?
Well, I learn through hands-on experience.
How does knowing your style benefit you?
Well, moving around while trying to learn and memorize material helps me a lot. While I cut up tomatoes for breakfast, I might recite words aloud to the rhythm of the knife.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
Question 23. What is the most important point in learning a foreign language?
Question 24. What does Dr. Adams suggest when learning another language?
Question 25. What kinds of activities would help Dr. Adams in his own study? Section B.
Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1.
Despite its enormous size, the Airbus A380 still manages to look graceful. The double-decker plane that can carry over 550 passengers dwarfs all other commercial aircraft. Later today, one will land for the first time in the UK. Wings are produced here in North Wales and traveled by land, river, and sea for assembly in France. Until now, the Boeing 747 Jumbo was the world's biggest passenger plane, but no longer. A380 is as high as an 8-story building. Takeoff thrust from the plane's 4 engines equals 2,500 family cars. Without seats, it can contain 10 squash courts. But the European Airbus will soon have an American rival. Boeing's 787 Dreamliner, which is smaller, can fly further, and isn't restricted to large airports. These aircrafts represent extraordinary technological breakthrough, reducing fuel emissions by about 20%, much better conditions inside the aircraft, and offering both airlines and passengers much greater flexibility in their long-haul journeys. A380 may offer shops and a casino, or even a gym, so that its good value seats will win the airline battle. Critics of the new aircraft, including environmentalists, say it might be more fuel efficient per passenger than other jets, but the benefits we'll get from it are a drop in the ocean compared to the huge climate emissions from aviation. And aviation is the fastest growing source of climate changing gases, both in Britain and worldwide.
Questions 26 to 29 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 26. Where is the Airbus A380 assembled?
Question 27. What is the biggest passenger plane in the world?
Question 28. What enables A380 to attract passengers and win the airline battle?
Question 29. What do critics say about A380?
Passage 2.
Moods, say the experts, are emotions that tend to become fixed, influencing one's outlook for hours, days, or even weeks. That's great if your mood is a pleasant one, but it will be a problem if you are sad, anxious, angry, or simply lonely. Perhaps one of the best ways to deal with such moods is to talk them out. Sometimes, though, there is no one to listen. Modern science offers an abundance of drugs, but scientists have also discovered the effectiveness of several non-drug approaches to make you loose from an unwanted mood. These can be just as useful as drugs and have the added benefit of being non-poisonous. So the next time you feel out of sorts, don't head for the drugstore. Try the following approach. Of all the mood-altering self-help techniques, physical exercise seems to be the most efficient cure for a bad mood. If you could keep up the exercise, you'd be in high spirits, says Catherine Lance, author of Running for Health and Beauty. There is obviously a link between physical activity and mood changes. Researchers have explained biochemical and various other changes that make exercise compare favorably to drugs as a mood raiser. Physical exertion, such as housework, however, does little, probably because it is not intensive enough, and people usually do it unwillingly. The key is physical exercise, running, cycling, walking, swimming, or other repetitive and sustained activities that boost the heart rate, increase circulation, and improve the body's utilization of oxygen. Do them for at least 20 minutes a session, 3 to 5 times a week.
Questions 30 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 30. What is the problem of talking bad moods out?
Question 31. What does the speaker prefer as a mood raiser?
Question 32. What does the speaker think of housework? Passage 3.
Do you know how to advertise for a bank? If you ask people about the functions of a bank, they would probably say that the bank is where you can deposit money and cash a check. But it's much more than these, and we have to tell people this in our advertisement. There are several things to think about for a bank advertisement. The first problem is to decide who should be our audience. Should our advertisement be aimed at adults with full employment only? Or should it also appeal to students, housewives, retired workers, or even children? It is a good idea to address the largest possible audience. If we introduce the name of our bank to children, they will never forget it. The next question is how to attract people of different social groups to our bank. The usual tip is to offer free gifts, for example, portable radios or t-shirts for the young, and gold pens for business executives. That always works. But what do we give to our best customers? That's another question. What about leather diaries, for example? Banks are very competitive. We have to think of something new to offer our customers. That's the third problem. Ours is one of the first banks to have drive-in service and to open on Saturdays, but now many banks do. Most banks also offer a variety of checking and saving accounts and a full range of investment plans to suit the needs of their customers, as well as the 24-hour ATM banking, which makes it much faster and easier for customers to withdraw cash or do other things. To attract more customers to our bank, it is essential that we have something that no other bank offers.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 33. Which groups of people should a bank advertisement try to impress?
Question 34. What makes a bank most attractive to customers?
Question 35. What is implied in the passage? Section C.
Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard, or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
Have you heard of Bali, a place to the south of Indonesia? It's a small island, but is becoming more and more famous by its fascinating tourist attractions, enjoyed by hundreds of thousands of people from world at large. Bali is so marvelous that you could be fooled into thinking it was a painted curtain. Rice trips down hillsides like giant steps. Volcanoes soar through the clouds. The forests are lush and tropical, and the beaches are lapped by the warm waters of the Indian Ocean. But the postcard paradise gloss has been manufactured and polished to some extent by the international tourist industry rather than by the Balinese themselves. Just considering the weather, the cooler dry season from April to October is the best time to visit Bali. The rest of the year is more humid, cloudier, and has more rainstorms, but you can still enjoy a holiday. There are also distinct tourist seasons that affect the picture. The European summer holidays bring the biggest crowds. July, August, and early September are busy. Accommodation, of course, can be tight in these months, and prices are much higher than those in other seasons. Balinese festivals, holidays, and special celebrations occur all the time, so don't worry about timing your visit to coincide with local events. It could be a nice treat to fuse into the local culture and enjoy the traditional cuisine and local delicacies. Transport from Ngurah Rai International Airport, 2.5 kilometers south of Kuta, is quite simple. Choose from an official taxi counter where you pay a set price in advance, or walk across the airport car park and hail a metered cab.
Now the passage will be read again.
Have you heard of Bali, a place to the south of Indonesia? It's a small island, but is becoming more and more famous by its fascinating tourist attractions, enjoyed by hundreds of thousands of people from world at large. Bali is so marvelous that you could be fooled into thinking it was a painted curtain. Rice trips down hillsides like giant steps. Volcanoes soar through the clouds. The forests are lush and tropical,
and the beaches are lapped by the warm waters of the Indian Ocean. But the Postcard Paradise gloss has been manufactured and polished to some extent by the international tourist industry rather than by the Balinese themselves. Just considering the weather, the cooler dry season from April to October is the best time to visit Bali. The rest of the year is more humid, cloudier, and has more rainstorms, but you can still enjoy a holiday. There are also distinct tourist seasons that affect the picture. The European summer holidays bring the biggest crowds. July, August, and early September are busy. Accommodation, of course, can be tight in these months, and prices are much higher than those in other seasons. Balinese festivals, holidays, and special celebrations occur all the time, so don't worry about timing your visit to coincide with local events. It could be a nice treat to fuse into the local culture and enjoy the traditional cuisine and local delicacies. Transport from Ngurah Rai International Airport, 2.5 kilometers south of Kuta, is quite simple. Choose from an official taxi counter, where you pay a set price in advance, or walk across the airport car park and hail a metered cab.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Have you heard of Bali, a place to the south of Indonesia? It's a small island, but is becoming more and more famous by its fascinating tourist attractions, enjoyed by hundreds of thousands of people from world at large. Bali is so marvelous that you could be fooled into thinking it was a painted curtain. Rice trips down hillsides like giant steps. Volcanoes soar through the clouds. The forests are lush and tropical, and the beaches are lapped by the warm waters of the Indian Ocean. But the Postcard Paradise gloss has been manufactured and polished to some extent by the international tourist industry, rather than by the Balinese themselves. Just considering the weather, the cooler dry season from April to October is the best time to visit Bali. The rest of the year is more humid, cloudier, and has more rainstorms, but you can still enjoy a holiday. There are also distinct tourist seasons that affect the picture. The European summer holidays bring the biggest crowds. July, August, and early September are busy. Accommodation, of course, can be tight in these months, and prices are much higher than those in other seasons. Balinese festivals, holidays, and special celebrations occur all the time, so don't worry about timing your visit to coincide with local events. It could be a nice treat to fuse into the local culture and enjoy the traditional cuisine and local delicacies. Transport from Ngora Rai International Airport, 2.5 kilometers south of Kuta, is quite simple. Choose from an official taxi counter where you pay a set price in advance, or walk across the airport car park and hail a metered cab.
This is the end of listening comprehension.